Hey, everybody. Welcome to Extra Normal Podcast. My name is Christoph. Alongside me is my wife, Brianna.
Hello. Nice to meet you.
Wait, shut the fuck up.
The Mrs. Perry. No, I said Christoph. I'm going with Christoph. Like, I've decided this is...
You know, that's the only way I can get a hold of you. That's... Like, we could be grocery shopping or just laying around the house, and he will not respond to me unless I call him Christoph.
Or the other. You have another name for me.
Dick fuck.
Yeah, you call me Dick Fuck, which is flattering. That's your pet name.
He actually gets mad when I call him by his real name, Chris.
Well, because it's so serious. Like, Chris. So when you have like a, when you are, this is like meta. When you have all these fucking goofy ass pet names like we do for each other, like we have Bubs and all this kind of shit.
Bubbies.
When you call someone by their real name, it's like that means that shit's going down. That means you're fucking pissed.
Yeah. So like, literally, even if I'm just like Chris, he's like, whoa. I like why?
Why?
And I'm like, well, I don't really like your name either, but
I don't like my name. My fault. I really don't like my name. It's so fucking generic. It's so generic.
Brianna is now too, though. I laugh when I still get compliments on it. I'm like,
Speaking of generics, alongside us is also Perry.
Hello.
Our brand person, Perry.
Hello.
Hey, we were talking before the show. You're going on a flight. You going someplace exciting?
You're going on the fly?
Going on plane? I'm going on that plane.
Going with my friend to the Dominican Republic.
What?
Ooh.
That's cool.
You have a friend?
I have one friend. Yeah.
That's good to know.
Chris used to be my friend. But...
Are you being that friend in the Dominican Republic?
What?
It's just the way you said that. You're like, my friend.
My friend. Are you embarrassed?
Well, I know. He's not. I'm mad at him because that's beside the point.
So wait, hold on. You're mad at your friend. So you decided the best solution was to buy plane tickets to the Dominican Republic with him?
What has to do with the plane ticket?
Oh, okay. Oh, drama.
Yeah.
Oh.
Drama.
Oh, no. I want to know, but I don't know if I should know.
Oh, no.
Anyways, yeah.
Today's topic.
Shut up. I'm asking how my wife is.
You have to like warm up, Perry. You can't just like jump into it.
Okay. I'm sorry.
You're the producer. Okay,
I'm just trying to change the subject.
Truth.
Anyways, how am I doing?
How are you, Brianna?
Let's get back to everybody really cares, especially.
Yeah, how are you guys doing?
I don't think
you don't care.
I've known Perry for a very long time. I think that might be the first time Perry's ever asked me how I'm doing.
Yeah. How are you guys doing?
That means it's really fake.
We have a real Dominican Republic friendship.
He's like, how do we do this? I don't know.
And I'm just kidding. I have more than one friend. I have many friends.
Of course you do.
I have a lot of gamer friends.
And let me tell you.
From all over the world.
Yeah. All those aren't true friends.
Hey, those are true friends. We're live on Twitch, everybody.
That's right. We're like the young kids now.
All your gamer friends aren't true friends.
How many?
Oh, all my Twitch friends are watching right now.
How many of those gamer friends
are watching on Twitch right now?
How many of them have them been there for you when some shit's gone down?
But who cares? Is that like how many friends can you count on your
females are different
hand?
Than men, obviously.
Exactly.
Because like look at you and Perry are like a great example.
Uh-huh.
You can go years without replying to each other's text messages. Well, I'm sure Perry would, but you don't. You guys are like still cool. And like for females, like if my friends
Why is there an eye behind Perry staring at me? There's like one eye. Whose eye is that?
There's two.
I can't make out who that is. Is that Abraham Lincoln?
You got it.
Is it Abe?
Is it Abe Lincoln?
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Abe Lincoln.
Your reptile.
Oh my gosh. You should have done like Steve Buscemi or something. That would have been better.
What?
This is eyes staring at you.
Oh, Steve Buscemi. His eyes.
What I call him. Yeah.
Yeah, no, that's the right name. That is the name of a person, Steve Buscemi.
Anyways. All right. I am fantastic if anybody fucking cares.
I care. That's why I asked. Okay. Perry, I think Perry asked technically too, but whatever. Anyway, so what's the topic?
Go ahead, Perry.
So tonight's topics are...
Best
food restaurants.
This is like the Tonight Show. That top list is...
Wait, you're being vague. Please elaborate.
Yeah, so fast food restaurants.
So we're talking about,
have you been to a fast food restaurant? Do you really want to eat there? No. And I'm not talking about the quality of food. I'm talking about what lurks in the back kitchen.
So if the fast food, if the burgers don't fucking kill you, we digged into what might kill you otherwise at fast food restaurants. Fast food restaurants, we're going to be talking about. So just to put it in a headline, let's all put it in a headline. Yay, everybody. Look at me. We're going to be talking about all the kind of the fucked up shit that goes on in fast food restaurants. And there is a lot of fucked up shit. Besides the fact that if you're working an overnight shift and you make minimum wage, you're likely to be fucking robbed. So there's that. But if you dig deep in some of the fucking weird shit that happens in fast food restaurants, there's a lot of stuff. There's murders.
Whose phone is going off?
Sorry.
Sorry.
Oh. I think it's people from my life.
Hey, Perry, did you see Mortal Kombat?
No, I don't know if I'm going to see it.
It's good.
It's pretty cheesy, but that's okay.
I thought it was good.
Don't expect like fucking.
Where can you watch it on? Is there like a service or
official service is HBO Max?
HBO Max. Okay, that's where I saw it on. Well, I couldn't remember.
Don't expect a new theme song either because they just kind of remixed it.
No, they shouldn't.
It's the same. It's a great song.
Oh, they shouldn't. You can't. Yeah, you can't.
It just makes me want to put my rollerblades on and go to a skating rink.
Yeah. Did they play that when you went to skating rinks?
I wish. Mortal Kombat? Yeah, in the 90s.
Yeah.
Hell yeah.
I'm sure they did.
Because you can request. You. I probably
play the Mortal Kombat song.
We can't play it because it will be
copyrighted. I know, you're right. You're right.
Stop. And it was just starting them. Okay.
And I feel like Instagram, you were talking about Instagram and YouTube and all those spaces, they've gotten a lot more fucking like, this is copyright.
Yeah, like copyright. So I used to, within the last few months, I would make videos for my Instagram, for my business page on TikTok because I could. You're able to use like those songs and then I would repost it on Facebook and now they won't allow me to reuse those advertisements that I just used like a month ago. And I'm like, what the hell?
Yeah. It's fucked. It's totally fucked. Like, yeah, no, it's
not to use like dinky, weird, stupid music.
Like the generic, like free music they give you.
Yeah.
Brianna, by the way, has a loose nail on the table. I don't know if anybody
I just ripped it off.
Oh,
show it.
Oh, yeah. Let's get a close up of that. Oh, yeah, I imagine.
You do
that. They look like icicles. Is that the new fad? Is icicle? They look like icicles.
That's like the thing. Like you got to go flash with your.
It's like a stack.
How can you function with any? Like,
can you do anything? I can wipe my ass just fine. That's
you shit in your fingernails.
Yeah.
I'm gonna rip off another one right now.
No.
He hates it. Ready?
Oh, don't. This fucking sucks. This sucks.
Anyways,
haunted fucking McDonald's, right? Am I right? Did you look up some of these stories, Perry?
You didn't even, you guys both. Okay, so
already, tonight,
everybody.
I lived those stories.
Shut up. What we're really talking about tonight is haunted fast food restaurants.
Yeah.
If you didn't get that, because Perry just said, restaurants.
No, because Chris,
loud mouth, kept talking over you. Yeah, because that's usually what he does.
Uh-huh.
So I just wanted to like, get it out there. So you're like, ooh, intrigued. Let's talk more.
Do we
take
wanna,
it away, Christopher?
Do we want to rename the podcast "Loud Mouth Keeps Talking Over You"? Because that's pretty appropriate.
That could just be the hashtag.
So we dug into this and one it's so the first one that you see when you go to websites that when you type in my Google. By the way. Ever since I started this podcast, my Google searches have been all fucked up. Like it's just like Bigfoot and haunted fast food and parallel universes and like Krampus and bullshit like that. But the first thing, like almost all the lists have the McDonald's that is located in a city in the middle of Texas that is called Cuero, Texas. If you're listening in Cuero, Texas, welcome Cuero, Texas.
And call in. If you
live in Cuero, Texas, you live in Cuero. If you live in Cuero, Texas, if you live in
just
Cuero,
pretend
Texas,
you do.
Yeah, who the fuck cares? I'm not gonna call. I don't. You could say I don't know what the fuck is in Cuero, Texas, besides a haunted McDonald's.
What's that number?
That number is 6-2-6.
He knows.
Yeah, he really knows. It's convincing.
626. Did you hear that? And 733-8256.
There we go.
626. Or you can DM us.
I don't think my life. I think that's what's happening on my phone right now, but I'm live. So go ahead.
What? 626-733-8256 to call in. Say you're from Cuero, Texas. Let us know how that haunted McDonald's is, because there is a haunted McDonald's.
If you don't have a Texas accent, we're not. But
you can just call and tell us a really cool haunted story too. Like, I'm down
in a Texas accent.
Listen, if the line is always open. If you worked in fast food and you have a fucked up story, I don't care what it is. If you shit in a burger, if you got haunted by a ghost, if you got robbed, I'll take it all. I'll take it all. I want all your fucked up fast food stories, because I'm living for it. But Cuero, Texas, there was a McDonald's that was before it was a gas station. And the story goes is that in the 60s, I believe, a mother was backing up from this gas station and she hit a speed bump.
And it was her child.
It was her kid. And so the one of the things is that the kid, you okay? You need a moment? You need to step away for a little bit?
Go ahead.
It was the 60s. That kid would have been...
What the fuck does that...
Like, well, the kid would have been like 70 now. He would have let him... So it's okay. Time
oh my God.
Plus yeah, tragedy equals whatever. So he's... And there was also... Apparently a mechanic died there too when it was a gas station, who allegedly was on the run from killing his son.
Did people see... Anybody say they saw the child?
So nobody said they seen the child, but a lot of people say. So one of the things I notice about a lot of these fast food hauntings, and of course, it's always like most of them are centered around the toilets. Like most of them, like the hauntings are in the bathrooms, which is pretty normal. I think every fast food restaurant, the hauntings are in the toilets.
Does he bother you that he says turlet instead of toilet? It really bothers me.
I say turlet, whatever.
He's not from wherever the fuck. Boston, is that where they say that?
They say it in Jersey.
Yeah.
When do you say it like that?
Exactly.
See, I don't say it like that. Anyway, so the turlets are haunted. They the employees will be in the middle of the night. They'll just hear random fucking flushing, which maybe they need to fix their toilets. Maybe that's the issue. But that's. And they also
or it could be a big shit, because sometimes our toilet randomly like finishes flushing because it doesn't flush all the way, and then like 20 minutes later it'll be like,
you say we have a ghost toilet?
Well, I'm just saying that could be like it not really being
ghost. I mean,
it could be just the toilet
backup. It could be. I mean, like I don't know, why would you why would you haunt a fucking fast food restaurant? Let's get that before we go into more stories. Like
haunted burgers and fries.
Baseline is, why the fuck would you haunt a fast food restaurant? Like that because, is the because shittiest.
If you're fucking Slimer, you're fucking hungry.
Okay. Do you think ghosts can eat?
No.
Harry, can we see your hands?
I mean, Slimer can.
See your hands. There's no foul play here. A Burger King. This is another fun one. There was a Burger King.
If you wait, I'm sorry. I hate to interrupt you.
No, you don't.
And talk over you.
You don't.
But if a ghost can have sex with you, then a ghost could eat your food.
If a ghost could have sex with a ghost could eat your.
But does it turn into like ghost food, or does it just like float around in his belly? Like,
how would a
Or does it fall through?
Ghosts can't taste anything, right? Can we?
Then how could they feel anything?
Do ghosts feel?
Well, if they're trying to bounce like a bow
wow. If you poke a ghost, no, I think they're just fucking with you. Like they don't feel it; they're numb. It's like a dude who's just like you like had too much fucking.
So you think if he's a ghost male, he has a limp dick?
No, I think it's rock hard just to fuck with the person, like whoever they're haunting.
Like poke them, stab them in the back, like
male or female. You know. They just
well, yeah. I kind of get that. So it's not actually like you physically has one. It's just like a extra paranormal like force, right? Like a gust of wind, but like
paranormal force
of a cylinder. Like you know,
I'm thinking more like a Ken doll, just like a.
No, because here's the thing: is like, what's the use then?
Yeah,
that's embarrassing.
You don't have to use it anymore.
Like, Could you imagine just like, ooh, I'm going to like, I'm a succubus or an incubus or whatever the phrase is. I'm going to come and fuck you. And then, and
literally,
then he gets there and then like, he's got a limp Ken. Like that's embarrassing. Okay,
does he finish or does he not finish? Or does he just shoot blanks?
He doesn't finish.
What if he wants to finish really bad?
Do you think the ghost lets you finish before he finishes?
I mean, most stories you hear the female.
Yeah. I don't think there is any.
And then you have a hybrid ghost baby.
Do you think there's anybody claiming? There's got to be someone in this world who claims to have had a.
Yes.
There was a lady who had married the dead pirate. You know what I'm talking about? Have you heard this story, Perry?
No. Okay. She's.
We should save it for another time.
No, we're not.
There's a medium. And
no.
And she connects to the other.
I want to talk about the McDonald's, Cuervo, Texas.
You want?
All right, Perry, take
Cuervo
it away.
Or Cuero? It's Cuero.
Is it Cuero or Cuervo?
It's Cuero.
Okay.
I mean, Texas, so like they're probably all like Cuero, so probably not pronounced that way.
Are you sure it's not Cuervo?
No, I'm looking at my notes.
Wait, does it? Yes. It's, but when you read Spanish,
Cuero?
How it looks and how it sounds is completely different.
You know, there's a Burger King in West Palm Beach where apparently
I think Perry really wants to.
You want?
He sounds excited about McDonald's.
There's a few McDonald's. Really big
McDonald's fan. So go ahead.
I was actually planning on going to the one in California.
Coronado. The one in Coronado. Yeah,
Coronado. It's only in San Diego. It's not that far. It's like an hour and a half drive.
No.
I looked it up already.
You know, there's a haunted Walmart in Oxnard. Go ahead.
Perry wants to take
it. I know. Coronado McDonald's. Go ahead, Perry.
Take the wheel.
So in Cuero.
Cuervo.
It's not Cuervo. It's not. It's just not.
Cuero.
We're fucking around.
Cuero, Texas.
You might get booted off of YouTube for this. Not the fucking music content. Go ahead.
So in Cuero, Texas, three employees were finishing up for the night, cleaning up, and one of the coworkers came and to check up on them. I guess he was happened to be in the area.
Mm-hmm.
When he showed up, everything was still everything was open, not locked up. Lights were on, whatever. But there was nobody around. They were all gone.
Mm-hmm.
So,
reading from a script because this is boring.
Let him fucking talk. You can get your fucking pyramids and all that shit next steps.
Oh, fuck you.
So what happens is they search for them. No one hears from them. And about 20 mm-hmm. days later, they call off the search because they find them in the mountains, all dead.
Is that
shot? Somewhere shot. I don't know if this is the right
story. You're not talking about Perry. You're talking. you're talking about.
I'm talking about people watching. There's somebody who can't hear.
Someone who can't talk.
On here, and he's telling
the story. And Speedway, Indiana.
That is not accurate, and that was a big waste of time. I'm
there's no mountains in Texas.
Well, here's the thing. There is a story similar to that. We're going to jump off the haunting train and go.
No, but the one I'm talking about, it's a different place.
Happened. There's a place called Burger Chef in Speedway, Indiana. And I believe in the late 70s, 1978, four kids. I mean, they're fucking teenagers and young adults. I call them kids. But four employees closed up for the night. There's four on the duty. And when they had the night shift and everybody assumed they closed up shop and everything. And when the person calling, I think someone called to ask if they needed help, like wanted to help them clean up and stuff like that. It's probably just friends. Like, let me fuck around too at the same place. When that person showed up, they were gone. Door was open. Lights were on. Nothing was fucking cleaned. And so they were just like, what the fuck happened? And I guess apparently the town folk, the fucking police in Speedway, Indiana, God love Indiana.
His grandpa was from there.
I'm not a fan of Indiana. Don't get me wrong. But if you're from Indiana, call in. You're from Speedway, Indiana. So the police were like, well, I guess they just took off. And so the fucking, and this is like true crime 101, what not to do. The police were like, okay, let's all move on. Eventually they turn up, and they fucking cleaned out the whole fast food burger chef, like destroyed any evidence essentially that they had. And I believe 2 months later, they found all four bodies in it, I think on a hill. And it's been an unsolved murder ever since. Because
wow, that's completely crazy. Like that
disappeared.
There's
no trace of them. There's no sign of robbery or anything like that. The four people they were shutting down shop, and they just disappeared. Go ahead.
I have a.
Do you have a real life burger? Do you have a real life burger horror story?
I have an assumption. What might have
happened? Or howdy do you?
Abduction. Just saying.
But what happened? They found their bodies. You think the aliens
abducted them?
Uh-huh.
And then when they were done with them, they brought it back.
And just dumped them?
I mean, they were done.
I think that would be a rare thing though, too, because everybody who says they've been abducted, they get taken for a while and then they get dropped off in the woods alive. They don't get dropped
Depending on which extraterrestrial took them.
There's like a murderous extraterrestrial group.
Well, I'm sure they use them for something.
Wow.
So they just want a free hamburger.
Maybe by the time they brought them back to land, they were so weak from whatever sucking.
No, I think they were like
torturing, mutilated.
I think they were like, yeah, they were in bad shape.
Like Eden?
I thought you were gonna say they like maybe a ghost possessed them or something.
Maybe.
But then they died.
Yeah, they killed themselves.
You think so? Yeah. Well, they planted a tree for them back, I think, in 2018 or something like that. So that's nice. Getting back to the hauntings.
We have the best visitor on our show. Oh, sorry, God. Perry, it's not you.
Did you guys know that in at a Burger King in West Palm Beach in Florida, there is apparently a ghost who's a little fucking trickster, and he shows up, and apparently there was a janitor who he just shows up as an apparition, and he doesn't do much besides just like hey. A janitor had to chase this ghost, and he just disappeared, and that's the end of the West Palm Beach Burger King story. That's exciting, right?
So yeah. Going back to, what do you say? Indiana is where the unsolved mystery was? Or was that?
So West Palm Beach is where the ghost.
The unsolved mystery.
He fools a little janitor. He does a little trickster on the janitor and he disappears. He's like a little Casper.
No, the other one.
The dead teenagers?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's in Speedway, Indiana.
Okay.
Late 70s.
I feel like.
Uh-huh.
They might have done drugs and got caught up.
They might have done drugs in the late 70s at a fast food restaurant, you think?
Yeah. Well, no, I'm trying to solve the mystery. They might have done drugs, got like.
This is like a Netflix.
Got like wild, trying to like, I don't know, made a deal with the devil, didn't realize it. And their bodies go missing.
And the devil got his cheeseburger. Sure. Wait, you think the devil was involved?
No, I'm just saying, like, maybe some fucking crazy ass guy was in there, saw them all, like, I don't know, strung out. Was like, hey, man, like, I got some good shit at my house. Come to my house. Fucking.
Oh, that could have been
mutilated them, killed all them. And then
that's how John Wayne Gacy got away with all this shit. Like, he lured teenagers to be like, I got drugs, everybody. And he put them
in the
house.
But I really like the UFO story better. I'm just saying.
It's a lot more interesting. I mean, we could go there. Why not?
Anyways,
what about this? What about the ghost in khakis in Starbucks in Hawaii?
Khakis.
Yeah, there's a ghost that wears fucking khakis.
Oh, he's probably your favorite ghost.
He's not my favorite ghost. There's a different favorite ghost. That ghost is the ghost. So there's also moving on from that, because it's just a ghost wearing fucking khakis in Hawaii. It's boring. And he turns off. Apparently, there's a ghost that turns off the music at 10:51 every night at the Starbucks.
In Hawaii?
Mm-hmm. So
fuck, that's pretty chill. Like if I was, especially if I was like,
if I was an employee, but like, thanks for the help.
If I was like a local Hawaiian that passed away, I'd be fucking haunting all them white people. Fuck that.
The Starbucks.
Is it? Don't they have like a huge like Mormon population?
Don't know.
On Hawaii.
Don't know.
On Hawaii. Look in it up. Hawaii. Yeah, I'm almost 100%. They're the ones who back up like them doing all of like their rituals, festivals, what the hula and all that kind of the ceremonies. They like pay for them to go to school and all that to kind of keep it alive for all the people coming over to watch them.
Oh, really?
Go ahead.
I was just going to say that there's a Taco Bell that's haunted in Twinburg with four ghosts. There's four ghosts in one Taco Bell. And Twinsburg, Ohio. And one of these ghosts is apparently an old-timey Taco Bell employee who apparently helps fucking mop the floors and helps cook the food and shit like that. Like, it's just
So he's a Casper.
He's like a Casper. He's like a real friendly ghost. Just that. Yeah. That's crazy. Pizza Hut. In New York, man was murdered or committed suicide in the bathroom. Bathroom's been haunted ever since.
How did he die?
Could you imagine? So think about this world that you're.
How did he die?
They don't know. It's like a mystery. I think it's a little bit of an urban legend. But apparently the employees like and their night shifts. Could you imagine like you're like one of maybe two or three employees, right? And you're done with a shift. You've been holding in a shit forever because you're just sloshing off like fucking.
That would be you.
Yeah, you're just wanting fucking to wait till you get scooping home pizza sauce for the last 8 hours, and you finally get to take a shit. Mm-hmm. You sit down, and you start hearing someone fucking whisper to you. You're basically all alone.
What are they like, whispering?
I don't know what they whisper. Just like, hey, what are you doing? How was the shift? How you doing?
How was your shit?
How was your shit? Yeah, pretty much. Yeah. And there's also...
Terry, you have anything to add?
Yeah. Okay, so talking about that.
Just talk over, Chris. It's okay.
What do ghosts eat for supper?
They don't eat. Yes. Are we telling...
Getty. Spook Getty.
Spook Getty. Spook Getty. It's the kind of quality you're in for. Spook Getty.
They just want a little Spook Getty. That's all they want.
Oh, good times. Did you know there's a guy who's haunting a McDonald's that used to be a Freemason building?
Nice.
Just waiting for Freemasons to come back to fuck with them.
No way.
Mm-hmm. Apparently,
says who?
There's a guy in Lewiston, New York. There's all these fun names of towns. There's a lot of fun names of towns across America. If you know a fun name of a town across America, please call in. If you live in a fun town name like Lewiston or Quero,
this is X.
This is
that's the road. Just kidding.
That's just the road. There might be a town. It might technically be a town.
626.
733-8256 626-733-8256 to let us know how you feel about that. Did you hear about that? There's also a McDonald's in, I believe, Vancouver. That's a floating ghost ship of a McDonald's.
What?
Yeah, there was a fair that a fair that went on, I believe, in the 90s, and so they built basically a floating fucking McDonald's. There.
What was that?
And it lasted like 2 months. And then after that, they're just like, okay, we're done with it. Let's just send it off to sea. And so, like, floating the seas is just a ghost ship McDonald's. It's abandoned. Let's look up videos.
I don't believe that.
Where is it at?
I think someone might have purchased it.
Okay. That sounds like.
Can we take a Duffy there? Or is it like just wandering? They have to have it anchored somewhere.
Yeah.
Fucking crazy.
World's creepiest McDonald's. This is it.
No way.
I'm gonna pull it up.
We'll share this on our Instagram.
So yeah, you guys
can check out.
Yeah, especially for the people audio. So there's this fucking just.
They show the inside.
Yeah, there's the inside.
Why? Someone would have bought that. I don't understand. No way.
Yeah, it's creepy.
Oh my God.
Bring it up. I can't see it.
Somebody's got to live there.
Well, I think apparently the person who bought it is planning on using it for a homeless shelter.
What?
Put him out in the middle of the water? Leave him to die? Is he going to feed him?
I McDonald's? I know. Let's see.
That's wild.
That is wild.
Perry, any stories? Any haunting stories?
You have a haunting stories?
Some fast food restaurants?
Well, yeah, I got one. There's this restaurant. I can't remember the name of it. It's a Chinese food restaurant. It's not a fast food restaurant, but it's a Chinese restaurant. Apparently, every time you go there, people like have the urge just to fucking throw up.
I heard about this spot.
Oh my God.
I heard about this. This is true. This is a real spot. Beware.
They say it's the first owner.
The ghost of not wanting to pay your bill.
It's the MSG.
It's the MSG. You know, I saw, like, not to get derailed, but we're going to get derailed. I've heard a million times now, like in the past year and a half, that MSG is not that bad for you.
It's just what it is. It's extra seasoning. It's like over seasoning your food.
It's just some people have a reaction to it. That's it.
Perry,
some people don't.
You use MSG in your food because you're Asian? Is that?
For sure.
No, do you really like? Do you cook?
Yeah, I just buy the MSG, like the Sam's Club MSG. Just throw it all in there.
Yeah.
The family size.
I just heard it's a thing.
So for context, Perry, you are half Thai, right?
Yes.
My
dad's from Thailand.
Your dad's from Thailand, but is he not Thai?
I mean, it's a little bit of a melting pot from what I've seen.
Got it.
I could be like Indian, like from India.
So. Okay.
Oh, you and Chris might be cousins.
We might be. I'm going to edit that out because that's offensive to probably some
people. Why is that offensive? You're part Indian.
But you guys might be cousins.
Because anytime you assume anything nowadays, it's offensive.
It is offensive.
Sorry.
Anyway, well, sorry. Do you cook Thai food, Perry?
When I go to Italy, I assume that I'm
No, I should, though. It's just easier just to buy it.
What's your favorite Thai restaurant? We're going to get details here. Who the fuck cares? What's your favorite Thai restaurant? Local shout out.
Well, okay, so I go to the one across Cypress College.
Oh, I think I've been in that spot.
That's not my favorite. That's just the one that's just kind of
closest.
That'll get by. Yeah, get me by. But if you really want good Thai food, you have to go to LA. Los Angeles. LA is where it's at.
Los Angeles?
Yeah, never, LA. Never the one place that was like the legit most places no longer. But supposedly they reopened somewhere down the street, like on Chapman or.
We go to this awesome vegan Thai restaurant called Bulan. It was right on Melrose. Yeah, it was really good.
Okay. Sorry, I went down
pretty
this
delicious.
Road. I'm really sorry I went
if
down
you guys
this
are in LA area, go to Bulan. Hopefully it's still there.
Go to Bulan. It's everything.
There's a great Mai Tai right down the street.
When Brianna sent you, you get 10% off your bill.
I just assume nowadays, I just like my default assumption for like sit down spots, like fast food spots are all always, they seem like they're all still open. But my, what I was saying is that my default for everything else, I just assume that everything, like every mom and pop, like especially restaurants, I just assume it's fucking closed. That's my default position. And if it's still open, I'm like, oh, great. That's awesome. But with COVID and all that shit, I just assume it's closed. And Perry looks like really he's having sad. A hole in his face now.
Yeah. Oh. Okay.
Fun.
Moving right along.
That's fun. Moving right. Dave, did you hear about, so apparently in McDonald's, McDonald's in Mexico, there's a bench where there is a old Ronald McDonald statue right in front of that McDonald's. And there were two fine young Mexican lads who were getting late night eats, and they went to get burgers and they were eating their Big Macs on the bench. And they finished them, and apparently one of the fellas who was a little bit too tipsy put his head on the lap of this Ronald McDonald statue. And the Ronald McDonald statue looked down at him, apparently. And he said something to him. Let me find out what he said.
Like, get your head off.
Yeah, he's like, he's always said, I'm tired. Aren't you tired? Or something like that.
He said it to more than one person.
To that one guy. And they headed home. And apparently, after that fact, one of them died. One of them died right after that, and the other one died.
Oh, yeah. I heard about that.
What?
So let's find out. let's find out.
Like, for me, like, if I was that drunk dude and a statue, like, you know, sometimes your mind plays tricks on you. You get, like, weird apparitions and things happen sometimes when you've had too much to drink.
Start cracking up.
And probably if you've had a fucking Big Mac, because you know what fucking nasty ass shit's in that food. Yeah. So, but for them to die afterwards, like, to me, I'm like, that's some fucking crazy shit. Like, did this spirit kill them? Like, did he poison their food? Why? Did anybody else at that same time, did they eat the food? Was something wrong with the food? You know, like, that's how I would want to investigate. Were they the only two victims that died shortly after this? Because that could have been some kind of crazy, like, food poisoning that they didn't know that they had. But I don't know. That's fucking crazy.
Can you die from food poisoning, though?
Well, if it's like salmonella, or like, maybe they didn't go to the doctors. They just thought they had the flu or something. They kept getting worse.
But they died that night.
Was it that night? I thought you said it was like soon after.
I think one died that
night. What does soon after mean? Right then and there? The next day? 2 days from now?
Who knows?
Ooh.
Yeah, it's nuts. Yeah, there's a lot. Like, if you look at and just the nature of all, like, the weird shit that goes on in fast food restaurants and all that stuff, like, it's not surprising that they're haunted. And it's not surprising that people see shit, because if you're working the late shift, you're maybe there. Like I said, there's maybe like two or three of you there in a dark ass fucking. And like, if you look at fast food restaurants and you imagine them like pretty empty and at night with the lights off, like, they're not the most settling places. Mm-hmm. Like, unless you're at a Chick-fil-A, I imagine those, it's just God shining down even at all hours. If you're at a Chick-fil-A.
I thought there was a haunted Chick-fil-A too.
Is there a haunted Chick-fil-A?
Yeah.
Huh.
I thought I saw one.
What about Wendy's?
Maybe Wendy's chicken place, but I don't know.
Or Wiener Schnitzel. There should be a haunted.
There's
Wiener
no Schnitzel. Haunted Wiener's. Don't yeah, besmirch.
No one, they don't waste their time with that place. Come on.
That's true.
Did you hear about these? So apparently there was a fast food killer in 1997. By a man by the name of Paul Dennis Reed Jr. Paul Dennis Reed Sr. didn't do a great job. Was a former employee of a Nashville era Shoney's. Shoney's is a chain restaurant all over the South and Southeast, I believe. But in 1997, this Paul Dennis Reed Jr. got fired because he hurled a plate at one of his fellow employees. Like, he got upset for something, so he just chucked a plate at an employee. So, like, yeah, we got to fire you. I think we got to fire you. After that, he decided to go on a killing spree, and he killed seven people, all based off of fast food. Like, he hit, like, you worked for fast food. He was after you. He didn't like go after.
Like, he was like, you want to put shit in your body, I'm going to kill you.
Yeah.
I'm going to treat you like shit.
Pretty much. Like, he killed.
I wonder how many people stopped eating fast food after that.
Nobody stopped eating fast food after that. Nobody cares. Still eat it.
Yeah. It's crazy. Cause like, we've been never to like a fast food haunted restaurant, but we've been to like sit down restaurants that are haunted. So I think this is a good topic, cause it's really interesting to even think that there's fast food restaurants that are haunted.
Oh yeah.
You know, but like, for me, it's like more like how, you know, we've gone to like New Orleans and, what was the name? Brennan's.
Brendan's is supposed
yeah,
to be.
Yeah, yeah. I remember we went in and I was like, take us. We want to sit.
Wasn't like 80% of
in the
no
room
where haunted.
The guy honked him. Honked him.
What? He honked himself. Take me to that restaurant. I want to go where the guy
He hung himself. And I remember like, I was like, I had you take a picture of me right underneath the chandelier where they found his body. And that was like, fucking
we
crazy. Did.
And we just for full. Full transparency. We didn't see, and there was no aspiration.
But we did talk to like some of the employees, and they did say that there definitely was.
Yeah, because they're told to say that. Like they're paid to say that. Like it's part of it's part of the employee handbook.
I don't know.
You must say that there's ghosts
here.
That's
not true. Mm-hmm. That is not true. Mm-hmm.
There's certain places, like I believe that places have weird auras, and there's definitely places where people see some shit. But I believe also there's. Like, for instance, I think we've talked about few episodes, we talked about the Winchester Mansion. I feel like the employees are told, like, hey, let's spoof up, like, the whole haunting thing. Let's
Homegirl was just fucking
I'm sure they're, like, haunted, or, what do you call it?
I don't know.
What
do you call it? I mean, what do we all call it, for one?
Like, what you call it? How you tell them that, how they're told to say it.
That was the most beautiful.
How they're told to say it. Like, I don't know how to say it, but they probably have like a chart saying like, oh, we're down 10% on telling people.
Oh, yeah. No. Yeah. No, there's your performance review is based on how many times you say you saw something. Yeah.
We've only heard you say it, you know, 10 times in the last week. Can you say it a couple, you know? We need you to double that or something.
Jump a few more times, yeah. Can you look a little chilled something more often, please? Thank you.
They do that. I got a third job at Petco, and they keep a percent of performance thing on how many times you've signed up people for their rewards.
Got it.
Stuff like that. They probably do the same thing over there.
They don't make you talk about ghosts at Petco or anything? They don't have a performance review based on that?
You know, I should find out if that place is haunted.
You know what?
I'm sure there's like a lot of like dead... like goldfish, like and like hamsters and stuff.
Harry, is this a current gig? Is this a current gig or a past gig? Is this a current gig or a past gig?
It's current right now.
Current. So I want you to next day at work, whenever that is, I want you to start talking about ghosts. Like, hey, you know, we have this Petco rewards program. It's all great. Like, you get points for whatever. But also, did you know that there's a ghost in the goldfish?
For every $100 you spend, dead goldfish comes in, or the ghostfish ghostfish comes and visits you. You get to take a picture with them.
Tell them that the ghostfish walks at midnight, or should we say swim?
That would be the most, if you somehow jazzed up a fucking haunted Petco, can you imagine how busy that Petco would be? It'd be like that Petco would be Insta famous.
Which one do you work at so we can come harass you? And all of our
I'll be like, hey, sir, I saw a ghost in aisle 5. Sir, don't ignore me.
Oh, wait, no, that was just Perry.
You want to see a ghost?
Oh, no.
You want to
see a ghost?
Pale.
Now you're really blending into your background.
It's just an extra wrinkle, man. You actually pretty much match the skin tone of Abe.
Abe's actually darker than you.
He's got a better tan than you, buddy. Abe got a little sunshine.
I'm with Abe Lincoln's nose.
Your nipples are like freckles.
If only Abe would have got more sunshine and not went to that theater, though, he'd be fine. No, Abe Lincoln, why?
Who's a vampire slayer?
Do you think...
Don't even get me started.
Is there any conspiracies about Abe Lincoln? Was he supposedly an Illuminati? Was he a lollipop?
I mean, speaking of food, though, this isn't a fast food restaurant, but apparently people in, I can't remember where it was. I think it was here in the U.S., maybe.
Winter Park.
Oh, no, it was in Poland.
Staten Island.
So in Poland, a woman spotted like something in the tree. It was like some kind of weird new animal, they thought.
Recently?
Yeah.
When was this? Wait, speaking of food.
Yeah, speaking of food. So
You want to eat it?
I know where he's going with this. I know where.
Yeah. So it was in April.
And it's pulling in, and
it was it was in April, April 16th. Spotted a new animal and had the whole neighborhood, I guess, was kind of like baffled by it, and they'd never seen it before. And here, let me show you a picture of it real quick.
This is exciting.
I try to bring the most interesting things. I'm trying to like raise the quality of the show as best as I can. I want to bring something to the table. Okay, I'm showing these tips again.
Hey, did you know, Brianna? I think I forwarded you on an article. Did you know that a family, I think in the back in the East Coast, is suing a fair because their son died over a taco eating contest.
Oh, I heard about that. We have to talk about that. It has nothing to do with
it.
Do you think he's haunting the fair?
He choked to death, or did he get
sick? I hope he does.
You hope he
chokes to death?
I hope he already did choke to death. God. I hope he's haunting the fair.
But if he's haunting the fair, he's literally...
But he's the one who signed up for that.
I know. For 362 days out of the year, if this man's really haunting, for 362 days out of the year, he's just haunting a park, right? This is just, or an empty parking lot. Do you think there's any ghosts that are haunting parking lots? There's got to be, right? Like when you're going from the gig at McDonald's, like to your car at night, there's like a parking lot ghost. Are parking lot ghosts a thing? Because if we could believe in the premise of like Indian burial grounds and shit like that, and just like
we're frozen
areas being completely haunted.
Why, Perry?
Oh, there we go. Hello?
Why?
Why what?
Why the croissant?
What are you talking about?
we already did it. It's a fucking croissant. God damn it.
We want like real, like
we want so
real stories.
We are, this is news to the other two people who are literally, one's by my side, the other one I'm staring at right now. I am going to plan on hopefully procuring a black box theater, to maybe get your ghost stories in. We're going to have maybe a live thing going on to get your ghost stories in. So if you have any ghost stories and you're a fan, you're a listener, and you're a friend of ours, load that up because we might have a live event coming.
We have the amazing Mr. Big Sandy right here. Like, I'm so honored.
fan of music.
Be in your presence. And if you're listening to our rambling of ghosts,
all 35 episodes
of wonderful ghost stories. Mostly, I mean, I like to talk about extraterrestrials. I like ghost stuff too. Obviously,
I think that the split is like, I think I'm a bigger fan of ghost stuff. I like the spookies.
I think what,
and you like the ETs more.
I think what's really, really studying and doing research about extraterrestrials. That's why I get a lot of speculations that sometimes these hauntings are actual extraterrestrials visiting us from other dimensions.
Well, you could also, especially with like the parallel universe theory, where like, oh, aliens are just coming across, like jumping through parallel universes, whatever. Like, it makes sense. It might be just like a weird. Do you think there's any aliens that are in essentially that are in the form in which they would be? Their natural form, like they would be confused as ghosts. Like, is there, like, for lack of a better phrase, I'm gonna butcher it, but is there any like fucking steam ghosts? Like, are any like alien
like life punk?
Forms like in the form of gas or something like that that would make it look like an alien, like an apparition?
Yeah.
Okay.
I think there could be extraterrestrials that are like that.
Awesome. For sure.
I think that those ones can usually take the form, or they can, like how you hear like ghosts can, transcend into your body and you become possessed. Mm-hmm. What if that was just an extraterrestrial doing that? And he was the foggy ghost or smoke stuff. And he just was like embodied inside.
It's not a ghost. It's an alien.
Yeah. Like, that's where I like think that it's a possibility. I mean, think about all the creatures that live on the earth that we don't know about, all the different species. Mm-hmm. I mean, the universe. So
I mean,
there could be so
maybe many. It's like that one Venom from Marvel, where it's like
a symbiotic suit type of thing.
Symbiote, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. I pulled that out.
Yeah.
Symbiotic suit. That. Yeah.
The only reason why you like that is because it's a Marvel.
Yeah.
Fair enough.
Wow. Okay. Did someone say Marvel? Wow.
Before he was like, I don't agree with you. But now that you brought in.
I never said I didn't agree with him. I agree with everybody. I love everybody. It's a beautiful world. I got a question for you.
For who?
For both of you. Let me start out with you, since you're closest to me and closest to my heart. Sorry, Perry.
You know Perry longer, though.
So who cares? I've also known my parents longer, and I'm not closer to them. So.
Can we talk about?
Yeah, Brianna's gonna say my father's a serial killer. So what I was gonna ask, which the saddest part of that, Perry, is that my honest reaction was like,
I
could see it.
I openly was like, look, like I'm not trying to be mean. I'm not trying to talk.
But your father's a serial killer.
But I said honestly, like when I tell you that, and if you ever found out that your dad did kill somebody or killed multiple people, would you be surprised? And he was like, he paused for a second. He was like, not really. And so
I'm not saying that I think he is. I'm just saying that he has certain characteristics where he's kind of out of touch with, like, he doesn't read people well. Like, he has these weird serial killer.
Like, for instance, this is what brought this all up, Perry. So I was at the grocery store, and it's always been baffling to me that in this awkward situation, I'm just grocery shopping, like grabbing my stuff. And I was grabbing oh, there's like strawberries, but they were like chocolate covered. It's like, oh, Clementine's going to love these. I'm going to surprise her, bring them home. But they were like seeping with like, I don't know if that was the chocolate, but they were sticky and gross. So I was like, oh, so it's like putting them back, and I didn't know what to wipe my hands on. All of a sudden, and you know, COVID, we're supposed to keep our distance, be respectful. This guy comes up, and mind you, it's not like I was in the only area where there were strawberries. There's this whole like area next to me. He comes right and takes the strawberries literally right next to my hands. And I kind of like looked over, like, cause I didn't want to be like get the fuck out of my way. But I kind of like looked over, kind of like, you know, like, hey, space. And he just grabs him, he walks away. And I was like, I look at him and I look at this man, and his hair is like And he's wearing this off-white shirt that looks like kind of torn and dirty and wrinkled. And I was like, is that guy homeless? He's either homeless or he's Chris's dad. And he was Chris's dad.
Game show.
So
homeless or Chris's dad. So
at that moment I go, oh my God, what was that about? And so I just went about my business and now I'm like feeling like I'm being watched. Right. Mm-hmm. And so I'm like all the way on the other side from there. I went to all the way to the corner. So I come down and I come up one of these aisles and from all the way across the grocery store, he's staring at me. He was waiting for me to come out of the aisle and he's just staring at me. And I was just like, okay. And I just like, go back down the aisle. I come around the aisle. He fucking meets me right there. And I was like, Jesus. And so I was like, hi, Michael. How are you? And he's like,
my dad's name is Michael.
And he ran.
Use a different name for
Ted. So then he's like, well, you know, he's like, oh yeah, like my wife needs, and just like so awkward, not like, how are you doing? It's just like, he goes right to like why he needed to talk to me. My wife needs this from you. Can you give it to her? Text it to her. Okay. Have a good day. Oh, by the way,
he did say have a good day. Did he say have a good day?
No.
Oh, so yeah.
But he was like, I like your outfit. You look like you're a biker. And he's like, all you need is a motorcycle. And I was like,
I like this guy. Who is this guy?
And I was like, your father.
Okay.
And I was like, it was just so uncomfortable. And then I go to check out and he's behind me and he's like watching and he's just like his eyes. And I just was like, I started telling my friends after that, I was like, y'all, like if I go missing, I am just saying. Anyways, serial killer potential.
Potential serial killer. Yes. Yes, he has those tendencies. I completely lost my train of thought because you.
Sorry.
I don't know.
Tangent. I think you were going to go into another tangent. You had something that you wanted.
I was going to ask you a question. I have a question.
Go ahead.
I have a very, very, very serious question. On average, how many ghosts? Well, give me a ballpark of how many ghosts you think are floating around in this world. Do you think it's in the thousands, in the millions?
Again,
like not talking about alien confusion. But
it's confusing to me.
It's confusing to me too.
Because what if ghosts are just in other dimensions, other realms, are the realms here but not here? It's like,
okay, let's keep it simple. I don't want you to stress out over this. Please don't stress out. Let's bulk in. Let's group in all the like. This is like it might be an alien, but it's like most people categorize it as a ghost. Okay. Whatever. How many of those? Trillions.
Mm-hmm. If you're talking worldwide
of like a ghost hanging out.
What's our population? How many people are
billions?
On this
9 billion, 10 billion, something like that.
Yeah, but think about like over the years, all the people that have died.
But I know that. But do you think everybody who's died is like a ghost in some form?
I mean, maybe like Dia de los Muertos, maybe there's a point in time where people can come back to visit.
So if you die, at the very least, you're saying you have like a passport to come back every once in a while. Like if your family members piss you off, you can like check them back in line.
No, I think you can definitely come back and visit.
I feel like for like most people, I feel like most people would think that there's a grace period. Like, cause a lot of people, when they see like family members as ghosts, like everybody talks about like old timey ghosts. But one of the biggest things for like people seeing the stuff is like Nana just died and I saw her like a couple days later and then I haven't seen her since. Like,
oh my,
do you think there's like a grace period of like when you die and when you're like, I think we already kind of touched on this.
Well, my grandpa died. He died, what, a year or two before we got married? No, like a year?
Something like that. Like, before we got married, though.
Yeah. And I remember right before we got married, I was crying and thinking about him and praying to God about him. And that night, I had dreamed about him. He was sitting in the chair he always sat in, but he looked healthier. And it was just me wondering where he was and if he was okay. And he, only thing he said, and it was like, I was watching him, like if a camera's watching in the corner of a room and I'm watching him in his chair and he just was like, not looking at me or anything, but he's just like, look, he's sitting there and he's just like, I'm doing okay. And that was it. I woke up.
I had a dream about my grandma too.
Did you really?
What was it? Were you thinking about her? Was she like heavy on your heart? Like,
Yeah.
The time. What happened?
She was in the hospital for, well, she was doing really bad. She was in the hospital and she was really sick. And like, it was kind of like, yeah, she's not going to make it. And I ended up not being able to go visit her. Yeah. I was feeling really guilty. And then, like, she ended up passing away. And then I think the next night I had a dream and we were together at like a, we were just somewhere. We were just visiting and talking. And basically she just was like, you know, forgive, you know, she said, don't worry about not coming to see me. And,
I have goosebumps.
Yeah. Have you seen her since that? Like in any dream form and any?
No, I haven't actually.
So that was sweet. That was like a send off. Like, I wonder, like, because we've had this conversation of like, if a soul in a body, even after its death, has an expiration date. And if there's a time limit for when whatever happens, if a soul is believed in, you know.
Well, I was raised Catholic. So for some people, you would say purgatory. And so for those souls, like waiting for their judgment, their sins or whatever, if purgatory is really a thing, like this could be them. There could be like just lost souls, like waiting their time here, like putting in the time until they get to go, you know.
Is that the theory? Like, what is it? What is, when you?
It's like a waiting room. It's like, you know, like Beetlejuice.
So in theory, like everybody thinks of, like, at least from an outsider's perspective, is that like hell is a basement, and heaven is the sky, right? So where is purgatory?
In between.
Where's purgatory?
It's in between.
But is it like in a, like a nether realm? Like in the, like,
is some would say Earth is purgatory because we're in the middle.
Caught in the middle.
But I mean, from what I've been raised, if anybody's Catholic and wants to call in and
talk, yeah, let more me know, because I don't know.
But yeah, it's like this, like waiting, like you're waiting for your judgment, basically. So you know how people like are always like, oh, I have a date with the devil and live life.
Who
and,
really says and, that and, though?
Like, you know, just like just people try to not be cute on Instagram, movies. Okay. like oh, you know, like, or like Lady Gaga will be like. Like, Jesus is my virtue, that song. And but Judas is my, the one that I cling to, basically. Like, I'm more of a sinner, which we're all sinners. But so it's just like what it says in the Bible is that, like, if you try to live as a good person, do good things, you get like more crowns when you go to heaven. And those crowns are pretty rare.
That's nice.
Those crowns are like a ranking.
You get an extra accessory if you're.
It's kind of like, like Hinduism, what do they call it? Like the like
a caste system?
Like,
hold on.
No, I mean, that's
a. No, this is not true. The Catholicism is not like a video game where you get like extra lives.
Like,
you,
like when I say, like, not points. Caste system, but like, but see, the people that are living down here, like, they don't have the recollection that the people with the more crosses are more, less sinning and gotten more, crowns, that they're like, a little bit above them, like, so maybe I don't know, like, I don't know how to really
so let's put it this way, so say you're like in the grand scheme of, you're like a serial killer who repents and accepts God, you're gonna have like a little room, like a little apartment in heaven. But if you're like Mother Teresa, you get like access to like the rec room,
exactly,
the gym,
exactly,
you get like an extra TV,
so we're all his children, whether we kill people, commit adultery,
just get a shittier room, if you
do horrible things. Where, you know, he's going to accept you, and when you're there, you're not going to look at other people like, oh, they have it better than me. Like, you're going to look at everybody as being,
so you're going to appreciate your shitty apartment.
So yeah. It's kind of like, that's why you're supposed to do the best deeds you can to get that. And then I don't know if that means you're stuck in purgatory for longer. I'm not sure.
Well, this has gotten deeper than a haunted McDonald's. And this has been an episode of Extra Normal Podcast. We're going to cut it off here. We've been going for a little bit. You can find us as a podcast on Instagram at Extra Normal Podcast, on Twitter at Extra Normal P. You can follow us on Twitch and YouTube, like and subscribe. You can email us if you have any stories. Load it up, extranormalpodcast@gmail.com, to give us any of your stories. We have a Patreon page that we don't pay attention to, but we would love it if you could help us out and help become a supporter. I believe it's patreon.com /extranormalpodcast. That would be great. Brianna, where can they find you?
Darling Dolly with an O.
You had to think about that.
I did. Because I'm not even on that account very much. But yeah, or just like write us. Like I actually love watching like our, on our YouTube channel. I love seeing like all the like wonderful comments. We've gotten some really wonderful people on there. So yeah, just write us some information, topics you want us to talk about. And
Give us topics.
Yeah. We have some people actually did. We got to go back and
we've gotten some suggestions. We'll look at it.
So we appreciate you guys so much for all the love and support and the positivity and for the open-mindedness. So yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. And follow us. If you listen to, if you're audio only, follow us on all the podcast machines so that you can keep track of when the latest and greatest comes out. Perry, can they find you anywhere?
You find me on my Only's fan.
Mm-hmm.
I'll leave that a link in the description.
Okay, thank you. I appreciate
and
it.
And then maybe next week we'll dip into
Abraham Lincoln's nipples. Is that your OnlyFans?
Abraham's nipples.